Our special live edition of Latin Roots today is with the Argentinian band Catupecu Machu, live from Buenos Aires. Argentina may be best known as the land of tango, but the people there like to rock. Catupecu Machu is an alternative metal band with a huge stadium-sized following. They formed in the mid-90s, led by singer Fernando Ruiz Diaz and his brother, Gabriel Ruiz Diaz, who after a 2006 car accident has been in a coma. Our World Cafe travel adventurers were honored when the band hosted us at their recording rehearsal space in Buenos Aires for a rare live session and conversation with Fernando, with the help of a translator. The band's latest album is called El Mezcal y la Cobra, The Mezcal and the Cobra. We'll talk with Fernando after this version of the title song.
Nada librado a la suerte, la respuesta que el sueño traerá, las mismas preguntas de siempre. Te invoqué. Las pericias que debemos pasar para llegar a las aguas nuevamente, las pulidas dunas del mar, caminarlas cueste lo que cueste.
Catupecu Machu coming to you live from Buenos Aires today, and there's no language gap with the rock, and this is fabulous to be here. I want to take you back to the beginning, Fernando. You and your brother formed this band in 1994. Argentines love rock, and what were you listening to then that inspired you all to do this?
Desde muy chico en mi casa.
Since he was very young,
In his home, the mother, he always listened every Presley.
And the Beatles.
And the Beatles.
My father, Camarón de la Isla, Paco de Lucía, Caruso, Pavarotti, ópera, classic music,
tango.
Atahualpa Yupanqui is a
folk music from Argentina.
Yes, yes. O sea, por eso Catupecu Machu es como un mix de creo que de todo.
Catupecu Machu is a mix of all that different kind of sounds and musics.
Is it important to take your music? At all important to you to take your music out of the Latin-speaking countries and into a place like America?
Sí, es importante. Bueno, de hecho, nosotros.
It's very important because as the tango is listening in Japan.
Okay, o el rock en inglés se escucha en países que no son de habla inglesa.
Or the English rock you can listen in other countries that they don't speak in English.
Okay, lo mismo nosotros nos entusiasmó siempre la idea de ir y por eso vamos mucho y estamos volviendo nuevamente, o sea, con muchas giras por el exterior y sobre todo en Estados Unidos y.
It's very exciting for them also that their music plays in other countries that they don't speak.
People are people in every word.
Yeah, exactly.
As I say, you don't need so much
translation. The music is the. To me, is the most great language, you know. No hace falta que entiendas lo que dice o es lo que te llega así.
You don't need to understand the words because just you need to feel what the music say.
Rock music, not rock and roll, you know. Right. Rock and roll is the primal scream, you know. Primal scream, o sea, el primer grito. Rock and roll. But ahora now. el rock es a mix y entonces es la única música que llega hasta el último confín del universo. Es increíble eso.
The rock is the only music that is in all parts of the world.
Yes.
Everybody listen rock in all the world.
Well, okay, we're talking about no language barrier, but the name of this band, Catupecu Machu, is explain that language.
Yeah.
Sí. It's an invention.
It's an invention.
Sí.
From when you were kids?
Sí. In my brain, decir que yo escribo desde muy chico todo el tiempo.
He writes since he's very young. All the time he writes.
Sí. Y este era un animal mítico que era como. Que lo veía el que estaba preparado para verlo y era como
Catupecu Machu was a mythic animal that was like a dragon and was before in the entrance of a pyramid and this is why the song El sí. Mezcal and La Cobra start with this.
Yeah, y que lo veía el que lo estaba preparado para verlo.
And the only person that could see this animal was just the one that who was prepared to see.
Did you used to draw in your notebooks in school a lot?
Siempre escribí mucho más de lo que leo. Leo poco, escribo mucho.
He writes a lot, and he doesn't read too much, but he writes a lot.
Great. Well, we are really happy to be here today. Let's hear some more of the international language. What do you want to play next?
Metrópolis Nueva. Cuentas pendientes, tus talentos de repente, las cosas que viviste y vivirás. Te espero en el cruce y allá decidimos si cara o cruz, si suerte o destino, si está todo escrito o si escribimos de más. Aunque de vueltas no hay vuelta atrás, son las cruces de un cementerio las que nos hablan y cuentan exorcizar. Giro de ruedas, cruzamos fronteras, se mueven las aguas que estaban quietas, se vuelven todo muy especial. Jugos con olas, las rocas que acechan, sabrosos peligros, la nieve que espera, los vértigos que nos gusta buscar. Los bares festejan y algunos se abrazan y otros se besan y brindan el bien con el mal. ¡Oh! Ah, ah, ah. Y al final camino solo y aunque de vueltas no hay vuelta atrás, son las cruces y un cementerio las que nos hablan y cuentan. Al final camino solo y aunque de vueltas no hay vuelta atrás, son las cruces de un cementerio las que nos hablan y cuentan que estamos acá.
The last song is Metropolis Nueva, like Metropolis, the movie, New Metropolis, ¿no? Okay, la recién, y la de ahora es A veces vuelvo, a ver cómo se diría en inglés. So, sometimes I come back home. Sí.
Los juegos prohibidos nos sacan ese frío.
las muertas nos quieren llevar a nuevos cruces infinitos, destinos imposibles, noches de nunca acabar. Y es que estamos desesperados por encontrarnos y vernos hoy. Más deseo, más me alejo. Soy un extraño aquí en mi cuerpo. Tanta calma, a veces veo. Salgo mucho, a veces vuelvo. Más deseo, más me alejo. Soy un extraño aquí en mi cuerpo. Tanta calma, a veces veo. Salgo mucho, a veces vuelvo.
Our session with Catepeco Machu live from Buenos Aires is vying. It's I'm not sure Fernando, but it may be the loudest one we've ever had. Arranged around the studio today, Agustin Rossino, Sebastian Casares, Macabre, and Fernando Ruiz Diaz. And there is a fifth member of the band who is in the room, but not with us today, and that's Gabriel Ruiz Diaz. Fernando's brother was in a horrendous car accident in 2006. And
yes.
How is he today? Have you see him a lot?
Bien, sí. De hecho, está aquí a una cuadra en la casa de mi madre.
From here in his mother's home.
Sí, tuvo un accidente muy muy fuerte.
He had a very big crash accident.
Pero we are a family. For us, Catupecu Machu and the music is, sacred thing. You know, it's serious. No, ¿se entiende lo que digo?
Sí, sí,
o sea, it's not only music or fame or tours. You know, it's the most important is the music.
After the accident, did the band change in any way just because his sound wasn't there, or what you wrote about, did it change in either of those ways?
Nosotros siempre fuimos una banda que crecimos tocando en vivo. Yo te voy diciendo cortito, así
les. They are a band that they grow up playing alive.
Alive, y a la vez este estudio lo empezamos a hacer desde que el día cero de Catupecu Machu.
And on the same time, this studio was born in the same day that was born the band. How they are like persons from both sides. They're like animals from the studios and from Musical Life. And always Gabriel was the manager of all this mix of music. They preserve the same way since the beginning, this kind of mix, but also they are looking for different things all the time. And one of the things is this, is go to some places that they never played before.
Thank you guys so much for letting us in this space. It's been fantastic.
Estamos muy agradecidos y que hermosa la entrevista y el momento y todo.
They say to you, thank you very much for coming out, and the interview was beautiful, thank you.
And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe, live from Buenos Aires.